Welcome, friends, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to begin today's show with some brand new releases by some phenomenal young women jazz artists. We're going to begin with a great harp player. Her name is Brandi Younger. I think you'll recognize this tune. It's from an album entitled Brand New Life. This is Brandi Younger.
This feeling, can't get out of this mood. Last night, your lips were too appealing, and the thrill it should have been all gone by today in the usual way. But it's only your arms I'm out of. Can't get out of this dream. What a fool to dream of you. 'Twasn't part of my scheme to sigh and tell you that I love you. But I'm saying it and I'm playing it dumb. Can't get out of this mood. Heartbreak, here I
Bonjour.
je vois tu es fatigué, ennuyé, tu méprises mes baisers. Ferme la bouche mon doudou et mes doudous, je sais, je m'y attendais. Capturer un cœur volage, c'est pas le posséder. Pour moi, doudou, vas-y, va-t'en, tout en sachant que je t'attends en chantant.
Cause it's all in me, and it's all
A set of brand new music from some great young artists. We began this set with Brandi Younger from the album Brand New Life. We heard her solo interpretation on the harp of If It's Magic, a Stevie Wonder composition. After that, we heard from Samara Joy from the album Linger a While. She just released a deluxe edition with some alternate takes. That one is a duet version of Can't Get You Out of This Mood, and that one also features Gerald Clayton on piano. After that, we heard a very interesting album from Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. The name of the album is Melusine, an album of mostly her own compositions sung in French and Haitian Creole. We heard a track entitled Do Do. Accompanying Cecile McLaurin-Salvant on that one is Sullivan Fortner on piano, Godwin Luis on saxophone, Luquez Curtis on bass, Weedy Brima on percussion, Obed Calvieri on drums. And the last piece you heard is from Gretchen Parlato and Lionel Luecki from their brand new release entitled Lean In. That track also features Gretchen Parlato's husband, Mark Giuliana, on drums. We're going to continue on now with a new album by Isaiah J. Thompson. I played something from this last week, and I got a lot of good feedback from that. This is from his brand new album, The Power of the Spirit, another young player in his 20s as well. And the name of this track is Tales of the Elephant and the Butterfly.
Thank you.
Two more brand new releases in this set. So far, everything you've heard on today's show are releases from this year, 2023. The last thing you heard was from Walter Smith III from his album Return to Casual. The name of the track you heard, quite an interesting title, not sure what it means. It's K8 plus BYU dollar sign, perhaps indicating two compositions merged together. That's from Walter Smith III, a great tenor saxophone player. Before that, we heard from pianist Isaiah J. Thompson. We heard The Power of the Spirit is the name of the album. Before that, we heard from Isaiah J. Thompson, a piano player who's getting a great deal of attention in the New York City jazz scene and beyond. The name of the album, The Power of the Spirit. We heard Tales of the Elephant and the Butterfly. And as I mentioned last week, much of the music that you are hearing is from the social media platform Jazztodon, part of the Mastodon network. It's a great place to engage in conversations about music that you've been listening to. The publication All About Jazz is very active in posting there, as am I. So join us at Jazztodon. You can find out more about that on my website, jazzandbeyond.com, or just go right over to jazztodon.com and sign up. It's a great Twitter alternative if you're looking to release yourself from that toxic platform. All right, we're going to continue on with an album by Wayne Shorter. I believe it's the first album from his quartet, which was to remain active for 20 plus years. The name of the album is Footprints Live. We're going to hear a great version of a track that was popularized by Miles Davis, but this is Wayne Shorter's own version, his own composition. Let's listen to Sanctuary. Thank you. Sanctuary by Wayne Shorter from Footprints Live with Wayne Shorter's great quartet of Wayne Shorter on saxophones, Danilo Perez on piano, John Patitucci on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. That'll about do it for this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We are a radio show on WWUH-FM in Hartford, Connecticut, as well as a podcast on jazzandbeyond.com. Let's finish up today's show with another Wayne Shorter composition performed by Miles Davis's second great quintet. Miles Davis, Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, Ron Carter, and Tony Williams, and the addition of George Benson on guitar. Let's listen to Paraphernalia. Thanks for listening, folks.
Bye. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.com, you will find a donate link in the top menu where you can donate via PayPal or Venmo, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.